This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 27th of October 2015 on Monocle 24.
Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Band. Today it's time for our weekly music review, and to help me get through this week's playlist is music reporter and DJ Georgie Rogers. We'll be discussing Swedish Gambian soul singer Sinebo Say's debut record Pretend. We'll talk about Montreal Rockers' Half Moon Run's latest offering, Sun Leads Me On, and we'll chat about El Vi, a new collaboration by members of The National and Ramona Falls. That's all coming up here on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Georgie Rogers, welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for leading us through, well, I suppose, three merry records. We'll see if they're merry or not, won't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to start with El Vi. This is a side project.
Yes, it is.
From bits of Ramona Falls, bits of The National, two bands that people will probably be familiar with. So tell us about these guys. What's the vibe?
What is the vibe? Well, so it's Matt Boehringer of The National, singer of The National, and Brett Knopf. Knopf, of Portland band Ramona Falls and Menomina. And they've been working on this apparently for years. It's kind of impossible to listen to it without making connections with the bands that they are in. It's yeah. kind of like they've both been put in a blender and the result is a less miserable National. It's kind of like Brent bringing out more of the pop in yeah. Matt Boehringer in his vocals and style and things. It seems like they've enjoyed it, that they've kind of got outside of their normal thing, their main thing. It's not necessarily super experimental, but it's catchy. It's got kind of a jangly canter to it, especially on Return to the Moon. And it's kind of like when Beck goes a bit funky, you know, yeah. with Dreams. It's kind of like Boehringer going funky. You know, I like Funky Beck, and I quite like Funky Boehringer on this.
Funky Beck, Funky Boehringer.
Yeah, it kind of works.
Say that too quickly, you will lose your job on the radio.
I know.
I don't know. Shall we have a little bit of it? What are we going to listen to? Are we going to listen to Return to the Moon? This is El Vi.
Return to the Moon. I'm tired.
Okay, the title track from Return to the Moon by El Vi. Sounds good. Reminds me very much of Orange Juice.
Mm.
It's kind of got those lovely kind of, and lots of sibilance and assonance.
Yeah, definitely. And there's also some quite interesting lyrics on
I couldn't. I made some of them out, but I was more listening to the sound that they were making.
Yeah.
But, so what's he on about?
Well, there's one of the songs on the album which is called I'm the Man to Be, and the lyrics. Should we see if we can decipher? I'm a hanging happy sock tonight. My hotel's on the Katong line.
Okay, like that.
Can't focus in an in vitro mind. If only I could think, but my belt's too tight. And then it kind of goes into some more slightly more cruder, weirder ones,
okay.
which I probably can't mention now. But
I like it. So he's off on a trip. He's kind of somewhere.
Yeah. I kind of like the fact that the lyrics are a little bit sort of, you don't really know what he's going on about.
No, exactly.
But I kind of like that.
It never spoiled R.E.M., did it, really?
No, exactly. Yeah. I think, you know, some people think The National are the greatest band in the world, and some people think they're, you know, dull as dishwater. I think they kind of have that polarizing effect.
Yeah.
For me, I'm on the good side. I really like their music, and it kind of reaches me in a way. You know, I think it's pretty beautiful. He's got a great voice. I think for this album, fans will really like it. It's not necessarily hugely groundbreaking, but it's two very credible musicians, and you know, they have a lot of interest. You know, it's maybe not a game changer, but
no, it's not
it's
a game changer.
Worthwhile record.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. It's nice. It's that they've made a sort of pop rock record. It's,
yeah,
it's good
and nice to
it's
put
okay.
on. You know, when you're kind of cooking or just hanging out.
Okay,
home.
I like this. Let's talk about
nice
some applications for this record.
Yeah.
So El Vi. So Return to the Moon by El Vi. Ideal for cooking.
Cooking.
Would you do
gardening.
Some hoovering to gardening? You'd have
yeah.
this song in the garden.
Yeah, I'd
okay.
have a song in the garden.
Yeah.
Maybe doing a cross stitch. Georgie Rogers. Well, I actually don't cross stitch. I've never cross stitched in my life.
You're listening to At Home with Georgie Rogers. Up next, she'll be changing the channel and running a hot bath.
Yeah. Oh, hot bath as well.
Hot bath. I think that's quite a good driving record.
Yeah.
I could drive to that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've damned that with faint praise. It's actually very good. Return to the Moon by L. Vi. It's out on Friday. That's the 30th of October on 4AD Records. Maybe that's a sign, a mark of its quality. Quite poppy. Okay, let's talk about Half Moon Run, Georgie. Tell us about these guys.
So Half Moon Run, they are a Montreal-based quartet, and this is their second album. They kind of burst onto the scene with the first record. They actually formed via Craigslist, via an advert, and on the first album...
They were all looking for a massage at the same time.
Yeah, they sort of openly admitted, maybe? they openly admitted on the first album to kind of not really being friends, but once you go on the road with people that aren't really your friends for 2 years on a tour bus,
they're really not friends.
So apparently this record kind of came out of stress and fatigue and loneliness that comes after 2 years on the road with bandmates that aren't really your friends. And I mean, you can't hear that in the context, like you couldn't with the first one. There's lots of very seductive instrumentation, tight harmonies. It's really layered and textured. There's some real moments, I think, of brilliance on there, like brilliant tracks like The Debt, Turn Your Love and Sun Leads Me On. It's 15 tracks, so it feels like...
It's a long record. Is it a long record or has it just got lots of tracks on it?
It's 15 tracks and it feels like a little bit long. I think they could have trimmed the fat a little bit. It sort of slips in and out of the slightly less memorable tracks and then you've got the big hitters.
Yeah.
And so there's one...
You could just have 10 songs all you need in a record, isn't it?
Yeah. There's one, Devil May Care. There's nothing bad about it at all. It's probably the most country track on the album, but it doesn't really have the same impact as something like Turn Your Love, which is sort of like a rousing tune in the way that Arcade Fire architect their tunes, you know. That one has that effect. And then what's frustrating I found about this album is when you have those big moments, they'll then go into like on Turn Your Love, like a noodly outro for ages, and you kind of want more of the big bit. But I liked it. I think also you kind of go through the album and then the last two tracks are my favourite, and they kind of wake you up from a really cozy, slight mid-album snooze.
Okay.
You know, but nice one.
Yeah.
Not good. Like a, oh my God, this is awful, I'm asleep,
yeah.
Out for the count, flatlining, or just kind of a kind of slightly, you know, cozy drift off.
Nice.
And then the last two tracks are brilliant, really, really brilliant. The second to last is The Debt, and they sort of sneak in a Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham style guitar solo, which is why I picked it.
Beautiful.
Who pays the debt of our time? So rest assured,
I think with this album, live, it's going to translate really, really well.
Because
on stage, they all play loads of different instruments and there's a lot going on. And I think live is where it's really going to come into it. So I think fans are going to love it. Whether it's going to be, you know, hot on your list in 10 months' time, 10 years' time, not sure, but a good, solid effort from them.
Maybe go and see them live too. That was Half Moon Run from Montreal. The record is called Sun Leads Me On. It's on Glassnote Records. So we're going to move on to Sinebo Say, a Gambian-Swedish singer. This is her debut record. Talk us through it.
She was born in Stockholm. She moved between there and her father's homeland of Gambia. She really burst onto the scene. Blogs picked up her track Younger, and then she had the seal of approval by Taylor Swift and her some 65 million followers. She also had her face on a Swedish stamp collection.
Wow.
So, you know,
already
little things that are kind of, you know, big landmarks, I suppose, if you're starting out in music. But what she's made is a very emotionally honest album. She said that this album is all about her life, everything that's happened to her, and she's trying to give kind of advice through her songwriting. So it feels like quite a coming of age record. It's about finding your place in the world. It's got those kind of shiny, cool, really cool pop moments that Scandinavian singers seem to do quite well, with tracks like Pretend, which echoes a sort of Gnarls Barkley and CeeLo Green, which I think she actually did cite as an influence. And then, you know, it finishes with this spine-tinglingly beautiful piano gospel track, which is about her father's death, which was a stroke-related death in 2013. And the track is called Burial, and it's kind of really uplifting despite it being a super sad subject. She kind of has this amazing way of making it very personal, but also having mass appeal, which I guess is probably the art of writing a good song,
isn't it? Yeah, I guess to turn the inside out.
Yeah, right? Using those kind of universal themes.
We're going to have a bit of it. This is called Hard Times, the Cinebose. Yeah, powerful stuff, right? Mm. You can, I mean, that could come out of a radio seemingly in any part of the world.
Yeah,
I remember. And in a good way. Yeah, sounds good.
I remember hearing it on the radio for the first time, not being on the radio, but just hearing it. And I was like, wow, who's this? Straight away looked at who it was. I think the record is really varied. Like, if you're going to try and define it, it's kind of a pop album. It's dripping with soul and gospel and melody. I think it's a really, really strong-minded debut. I think she really knows her mind and has really kind of crafted her sound. It's quite fearless first offering. I think a lot of heart's gone into it. It sort of feels kind of different to some of the female pop singers that are out there at the moment. I don't know quite what that is. Maybe it's the fact that she's got that Swedish element, which I don't know about you, but I think is pretty cool and kind of...
Yeah, I guess there's all that natural melody that you get with the Swedish thing, but it's also kind of maybe people like it when someone's from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But they don't make a laboured point of it. It's just kind of like, I can tell you about that too.
It feels quite refreshing.
Yeah, I love that. That was Hard Time, which is from the debut record from Cinebose. That's all we've got time for. Georgie Rogers is brilliant at talking us through the selections. We talked about Cinebose, we talked about Half Moon Run, and we talked about Elvi. They're all either out or out soon, I guess. And that's it. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for this week's TV review with Alice Vincent. But for the time being, thank you very much for tuning in.